Greetings. Welcome to Lesson 2. Let's take our collective breath. Yesterday we talked a little bit about what is meditation. We actually asked the question and set about finding some answers. Turns out there are a lot of answers. Turns out there are a lot of techniques and a lot of different practices. And I'm excited because we're going to start a practice today and we'll be doing different practices all week long so that by the end of the week, you'll have a good sense of which ones feel good to you. Later on, we're actually going to be doing a breathing meditation, which is simple and powerful. We also talked about the beginner's mind and this importance to really elevate the importance of this class in your life. It's a busy life that we live, and your dedication to these 15 minutes and also creating maybe another 15 minutes where you can just think on what we're talking about or write some notes in your journal or go to the forum and engage with some of the other participants, whatever it takes to just keep this time sacred for the next 30 days. Today, I want to talk a little bit about the myths around meditation. There are some. One of the myths about meditation is that it's the same as concentration. Concentration being an effort to fix attention on a particular object or idea for a long period of time. Concentration is a wonderful thing to do. However, it really is not meditation. Now, perhaps there are some modalities, some practices, and some techniques in which concentration is used, and people say concentration is a form of meditation. That's absolutely fine. However, for us today, concentration is not what meditation is. Another myth about meditation is that it's a struggle. Oh my gosh, I convinced myself that meditation was a struggle for years. It really, really worked. It kept me away from meditating because who wants to struggle? But meditation is not about struggling. It's not about struggling with your thoughts. It's not about struggling with your emotions. And it's not about making either of them go away. Another myth about meditation is a mental effort. This idea that I have to stop thinking, that meditation is about me erasing my thoughts. I don't see that ever happening. I mean, thoughts are a byproduct of the mind. However, in meditation, we begin to detach from the thought. We begin to become the observer. We begin to witness our thoughts floating across the screen of our minds and yet not being attached to them. Another popular myth is that meditation is about an uncomfortable sitting position, right? I mean, it is important in some meditations to really have the proper body posture, but it's never about pain. I mean, Tai Chi is a certain form of meditation, and that has the body in fluid motion throughout the whole time. But when it comes to sitting, or perhaps you've seen people who do what they call sits, where for long periods of time, many, many hours, they're sitting in a cross-legged position. That's something that people choose, or that's something that people are practicing as part of a particular journey. I knew of a Buddhist that used to go away for weekend retreats and would sit for up to 8 hours, and people would bring him soup and they would eat it in that seated position. And I thought, oh gosh, I don't think I could ever be a Buddhist. So yes, there are some sitting positions, but it's never about pain. Here's another interesting myth, this idea of doing it for long periods of time. I remember, gosh, a couple of years ago now, I had read something that Deepak Chopra was meditating for 4 hours a day. And I thought, oh my gosh, I can't even get to 4 minutes. And so that goes back to the weight, that 1 pound versus 10 pound weight. Deepak Chopra is picking up a 10 pound weight and he is meditating that long every day. But we're not. We're picking up a 1 pound weight. And this week, you'll experience the benefits of meditation in 60 seconds. So if your mind has been telling you, geez, we don't have the time, you do. Here's another myth. It's religious. So though religious traditions practice meditation in and of itself is not religious. And one of our last myths is the sentence, I can't meditate because, fill in the blank, I can't sit still. I used that one, and of course, you don't have to. I can't meditate because I get too anxious. Yeah, I played that one for quite a while as well. And you know what? It's totally normal to experience anxiety when we begin. And it's actually a good sign because you're slowing down enough to realize just how wild and crazy our minds really are all day long. I can't meditate because I've tried and it doesn't work. Well, to that I say, let's try again. I can't meditate because I just don't have the time. If you have time to breathe, you've already made time to meditate. So maybe take a few minutes and think about what are the myths that you've been carrying around meditation, some of the beliefs perhaps that you've absorbed about meditation that maybe aren't true, or maybe aren't true anymore for you. Or maybe you realize today that, wow, I've been thinking that all this time, and it's kept me away from meditation when I've really wanted to step into it and experience it and see what it is that everybody is talking about. So if you've had these myths or you've had some of these excuses, it's okay. Just love on yourself and let it go, because it's a new day and you're doing things in a new way. Yesterday, I also shared with you this greater truth that nestled at the center of our own beingness is this eternal essence and this internal knowingness. Meditation is the way of remembering who we really are and restoring our awareness of that essence within. And the breath is the meeting place for the mind and the body and the spirit. The breath and the emotions are interconnected. When the breath is calm, the emotions are calm. When the breath is agitated or labored, the emotions are agitated, or you can feel out of control. Our drawing in of a quick breath when we're surprised or shocked, and then there's the forceful exhalation done when angry or annoyed. And finally, the breath and the mind are interconnected, because when the breath is calm, the mind is calm. And when the breath is labored or disturbed in any way, our mind is also disturbed. So when you participate in this breath meditation, at first your mind might be very, very busy. And you might feel that the meditation and the breathing is making your mind even busier. But as I mentioned earlier, what's really happening is you're just now becoming aware, or at least more aware, of how busy your mind actually is. And so there's going to be a great temptation to follow the thoughts that arise, and you may even attach yourself to one of those thoughts. Simply bring your focus back to the breath. As soon as you become aware that your mind has wandered, return to the breath. And just continue to do that until the mind settles on the breath. So to begin with, let's sit in an upright, comfortable, and relaxed position. As it relates to posture, the most important thing is to keep our back straight to prevent our mind from becoming sluggish or sleepy. It doesn't have to be a forced upright position, but just a conscious straightening of the spine. You could put your hands on your knees or your thighs, palms up, palms down. You could put them in your lap, whatever feels right. You can sit with your eyes partially closed, that's ideal, or completely closed. This also reduces your brainwave activity by about 75% when you close your eyes and remove your senses from any visual distractions. We're going to keep our mouth closed, and all the breathing is done through the nose. This too aids in quieting the mind. Be mindful, though, that your jaw is relaxed. You may need to do a little jaw movement right now just to feel what a relaxed jaw is like. Oftentimes we do have tense jaws and we're not even aware of that. So just relax your jaw and be mindful that you're not clenching your teeth. So now let's go ahead and inhale and exhale slowly about 3 more times, feeling the inhaling and exhaling breath moving in and out of your nostrils. Now just continue to breathe naturally and easily, keeping your awareness on the tip of your nose and feeling the breath as it flows in and out. You may even feel some heat in your nose as the breath comes and goes. And so begin to notice whether or not the breath is still in the upper portion of your chest, if it hasn't yet slowed down, and if it still feels shallow. If it does, begin to take some slower breaths, mindfully bringing the breath through the nose and down past the chest, past the lungs, and into that lower belly. Sometimes I even put my hand on my belly to feel it going in and out as the breath moves in and out. As you're breathing, you may feel as if you've stopped breathing. Sometimes the breath can become so light that it seems as if you're not breathing at all. Sometimes the breath becomes silent, though you may inwardly hear the breath as it's moving in and out. These are not necessarily physical sounds, but very subtle mental sounds. As you begin to breathe slowly and deeply, and you've already begun to sense the calmness that's following the calm, deep breath, thoughts, memories, sensations may also begin to arise. Simply be aware. If you find that you've attached to any emotion, just like with any thought, simply bring your attention back to the breath. And if it's working better for you, keep your attention on the tip of the nose. Simply your awareness of these feelings or sensations or thoughts are part of the transforming effect of meditation, and they're perfectly normal. And continue to keep your attention on your breath. And so let us just begin now to come out of this focused breathing meditation. Notice how you feel, how calm you feel. Breathing meditation is really quite powerful. I use my breath throughout the day and night as a quick way to calm my mind and to get centered. I've used it in busy places like the airport. I've used it at my job. I've used it in the bathroom at those jobs. I've used it while having a challenging phone conversation on the phone. I've used it to prepare for challenging conversations. The breath, becoming focused on the breath, is immediately effective. So as you move through your day today, be mindful of the breath. Be attentive to your bodily sensations. If you feel yourself anxious, immediately check in on the breath. Is it shallow and in the chest? If it is, take a moment, bring that breath all the way down into that beautiful belly. Simply learn how to slow the breath. If someone says something to you and it doesn't land very lovingly, take a breath. Use your breath all day long and begin to develop an intimate relationship, not with just the breath, but the thing that breathes you. Isn't it amazing that we go to sleep at night, but the breath doesn't stop? Something is still breathing us. To me, that's the beloved. That's the eternal essence and the inner knowing. That's God. That's love, whatever the word. It's just so beautiful that something continues to breathe me even while I'm unconscious. What a beautiful relationship that is. Our quote for the day comes from David Lynch, who is the founder of the David Lynch Foundation, which is bringing transcendental meditation to children and adults all over the world. The thing about meditation is you become more and more you. Tomorrow, we'll get into the scientifically proven benefits of meditation, and we'll experience our second meditation, a mantra meditation. Until then, namaste.